The movie Truth comes out today. It stars Robert Redford as former CBS News anchor Dan Rather, Cate Blanchett as Rather's longtime producer Mary Mapes, both forced out in 2004 because of disputed documents in a report claiming that President George W. Bush received preferential treatment from the Texas Air National Guard during the Vietnam War. Redford brought up the movie when we spoke recently. He said he was inspired by the script.
So I called Dan and I said, look, there's this script that I've read that I think is really wonderful. It's a very powerful script about corporate control over the individual. And so I want to know what you have to say about it. And he said, well, Bob, for me, it's about loyalty. He said, it's all about loyalty. He said, I was loyal to my producing partner, Mary Mapes. I was equally loyal to my employer, which was CBS. So it was very hard for me when CBS asked me to stop. And it ended up, they asked him to stop and he didn't and they fired him.
So what's true? NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik is here. And David, it's well known CBS asked Rather and Mapes to discount the documents. They didn't. There was an uproar after their story aired. Remind us, what was happening at that time?
Well, to set the scene, you're talking about it's just after Labor Day, September 2004, just, you know, 8 weeks before the 2004 general election, and it was a tough race. The report seemed explosive. It had three elements. There was an influential politician who said he had made calls to help get young Bush out of active service and combat in Vietnam. Their second part was that Rather spoke to an administrative officer in Bush's National Guard unit who said his commanding officer had felt that Bush had gotten preferential treatment to keep him safe here at home. And the third part were documents seemingly from that commanding officer, a guy named Jerry Killian, who had put down on paper, apparently, that Bush had gotten preferential treatment from powerful figures. And it seemed an explosive combination. And yet bloggers online in one of the first great digital coups started challenging and unraveling the assertions. And all three of those elements really came under fire, even as what we remember today are the fact that those documents were no longer seemed to be credible.
Well, and all sides agreed, CBS and Rather and Mapes, that the story was rushed onto the air because they did want to get it on before the election, and if they delayed, it would be right at the election. But what are you saying, David Folkenflik? Are you saying that they had the basis of their claim without the documents, or without the documents, did they have no claim?
They didn't need the documents. The fundamental question of their broadcast, did President Bush fulfill his military service obligations in the National Guard, was solid. In fact, the Boston Globe 4 years earlier during then-Governor Bush's run for presidency had raised similar questions and seemingly settled them fairly conclusively that there was no evidence that he had fulfilled his obligations. And that was the core of their story. The new element that they thought that they were bringing were these documents. But in fact, what they used to support the documents included comments from that administrative officer in his National Guard unit. But he had been told by CBS that those documents had already been validated. So there was kind of a circular loop of confirmation that undermined the logic of the story at its very heart.
Well, staying with the film for a second, it's based on Mary Mapes' memoir, Truth and Duty, The Press, the President, and the Privilege of Power. We hear Robert Redford say that he thinks the story is one of corporate control over the individual. But a CBS spokesperson said in a statement, the film is called Truth, but it's astounding how little truth there is in it. You've seen the film. What say you?
Well, it's a very sympathetic, empathetic treatment of Mary Mapes, the producer, longtime collaborator with Dan Rather on some of his investigative reporting. It goes from her point of view and Rather's point of view almost all the way. I admire the idea of focusing on complicated rather than easily noble figures, and Mapes certainly presents as that way in this movie. The problem in some ways is that she is at her core of the belief that because people weren't able to conclusively prove that the documents she obtained and relied on were bogus, that therefore they should have stood by the story. In fact, you know, the standard has to be that CBS has confidence in those documents, not that they can show that there's any doubt in the case being made against them. And they didn't have that. They ultimately had to back away. Their original source of their documents misled them as to how he had obtained them. The experts that they had used to review them had cautioned them before the broadcast. This was compromised before it ever got to air. And Mary Mapes' passion and her zeal, which served her well in breaking the Abu Ghraib story with Dan Rather for CBS, completely undermined her and the network in this case. So there is, in a sense, truth in the allegations made against President Bush and his military service record. But the facts don't support the case that they were trying to make, and that's fatal for a journalist.
No lessons there. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.